With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A July 4th weekend deluge in Texas kills at least 104 people.
On a Sunday morning interview show, Senator John Cornyn said Texas is united in prayer and rescue efforts as the flooding hazard remains. The Texas Republican said while it was, quote, a 100-year flood event in an area that had been known to flood, it had never flooded this much and this quickly. Camp Mystic in Kerr County said on Monday morning that it was grieving the loss of 27 campers and counselors as the search continues for victims of the disaster. Texas Governor Greg Abbott declared July 6th a day of prayer. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Floodwaters in North Carolina turned deadly.
The North Carolina State Highway Patrol says an 83-year-old woman died Sunday night when her car was swept off a rural Chatham County road by floodwaters. Officials say the Chapel Hill Fire Department and neighboring agencies completed more than 50 water rescues. North Carolina Emergency Management says the central parts of the state experienced hazardous conditions overnight, including 3 to 8 inches of rain and possible tornadoes. I'm Mike Hempen.
Evacuations underway in a Southern California beach town as a new wildfire erupts. The so-called Rancho Fire quickly growing in Laguna Beach. It broke out Monday afternoon. It's now leading to evacuations. Aerial footage from KTLA shows helicopters and planes fighting the fire. Another round of tariffs.
The president is placing a tax on goods imported from two key allies, Japan and South Korea.
Both countries will be receiving a 25% tariff rate effective on August 1st.
The president also announced tariffs on a dozen other nations, including Indonesia, Malaysia, South Africa, and Thailand. Stocks on Wall Street closed broadly lower on news of the updated tariffs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. The religious gender gap is shrinking.
According to the latest numbers from the Pew Research Center, women in this country are still more religious than men, but not as much as in the past. Sadly, Pew concludes the reason the gap is shrinking is because women are giving up on religion at a faster rate than our men. Men are not becoming more religious. In fact, Americans are gradually turning away from faith in this country, a trend that has been unchanged for decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The two cases that the Supreme Court will consider this fall to decide the issue of males taking part in female sports come from Idaho and West Virginia. More than two dozen states have enacted laws barring boys from playing against girls in school sports. Some of those measures have been blocked in court. At the federal level, the Trump administration has filed lawsuits and launched investigations over state and school policies that allow guys to compete in any sport they choose. This is SRN News. A senior Russian official is found dead.
Russia's transport minister was found dead hours after being dismissed by President Vladimir Putin in what officials say was an apparent suicide. Russian authorities say Roman Starovoy, who served as Russia's transport minister since May 2024, was found in a presidential decree earlier in the day that gave no reason for his dismissal. His removal comes after a weekend of travel chaos in the country, when airports grounded hundreds of flights during the busy vacation season due to the threat of attacks from Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tesla stock value taking a hit after Elon Musk announced he's forming a new political party. The stock fell nearly 7% Monday, wiping out more than $68 billion in market value. Musk says his America Party would target a handful of Senate and House races to sway key votes. More details at srnnews.com.